So we've gone through a lot of teaching about cleaning now, and now we're sort of just going to reintroduce, hey, how about a ministry business?
And my guess is, as you were watching this, you couldn't help but go out and clean something. Try something.
Exactly. Because you see the potential.
I can't wait.
But you know, it's actually by learning all of these techniques and that, you just basically have a new vision for what you could do in life.
Right. Right. And what it will do for you.
Yeah.
Just the sense of accomplishment, the sense of transforming. This is what the gospel is about.
Yeah.
And you can see it in a more kind of a metaphorical way.
Right.
But it also transforms the people around you.
Yes.
And that's really what we're going to talk about in this little session. You know, why is this an opportunity? Why is a ministry biz an opportunity?
What you just learned
could
be, you could become licensed or ordained because you're studying ministry anyway, here potentially, and now you can utilize this to actually serve, but also provide for your family.
Yes. Yeah.
But why would anybody even want to, like, hire you or get you on the team to be a minister biz in their home?
Yes.
Well,
so the problem of cleaning, number one, is procrastination. People want things clean. You know, I think people understand the need for it, the chaos. You know, when for many people, just my sister-in-law, we were working on our house, you know, in Georgia, and we used the dinner table as the place to store all the tools.
Right.
That drove, she could not take it.
Why?
She could not handle the chaos of the dinner table should not be the workstation.
Right.
And just that thing alone. So there are people out there that just like...
They have a lot of stress.
They have a lot of stress over this.
Not in order.
But they don't have time to do it, or they're going to do it, but they just never get to it.
Because it's a low priority.
It's a low priority. People have other things that they're doing. They have their main jobs. They got...
They have no energy.
No energy.
The job never done.
It's never done because someone always makes a mess over what you just cleaned. And which leads to anger issues towards the rest of the family.
Lots of opportunity for ministry. I mean, if you think this through, I mean, what a great opportunity to say, hey, look, I'm running a minister biz. I'm a minister who does cleaning. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's, you know, probably this whole arena is one of the key problems in broken families. I mean, you know, it's a thing that, let's say, mom and dad, you know, what mom and dad is trying to get kids to clean up after themselves and are extremely frustrated with it.
Right.
I had a brother 14 months younger, and we were in charge of things together, and I was frustrated with him because he just wouldn't do it, and I'm the oldest, so I'm the one that got in trouble. So it's, you know, sibling problem, husband and wife. My mother and father fought over this. You know, my dad would leave his shoes and on and on and on.
So that means that most people in the world today have never watched the videos you watched about cleaning in their life on something as practical and like every day like this is out of control and in chaos.
And they can't fix it.
Right.
They tried. They just, it's like impossible.
Yeah, when we were putting this class together, I thought of like volunteer scenarios. Like my mother had a volunteer scenario. Right. My mother would see people that had great need and just say, "Well, okay, Ethel, again, this is a generation ago. I'll just come over, and I love to clean. What could Ethel say? Right. Ethel had a hard time. She had some handicaps because of age, and my mother would just go over there and." But what if my mother was trained to read a passage, to share a little scripture?
Right. Make it.
So she's a volunteer minister that goes in there.
Right.
You know, what if I have a sister-in-law who just absolutely loves to clean? Yeah, she does. But so she makes a little extra part-time money. Mm-hmm. What if she was trained to be a minister biz and have minister biz? Right. And then, but that's an honest proposition. Look, you know, I love to clean. Clean is my ministry. If you'd like me to clean, I'd love to share some passages with you. And, you know, just come right into your house.
Right.
But then what if you could do a full-time this too?
Right.
Like, you know, let's say you have an elderly people that needed something, and you're a son or daughter of this elderly person,
right.
And there, all of a sudden,
right.
There's a ministry there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the potential is limitless on what you can do with this.
Yes. So, what are you offering? In some ways, you're offering a way that your client will have more time for other important activities. And a lot of times, clients are, they've proven that they're not very good at this.
Right.
And they've tried, and then you coming in there frees them to pursue the things that God maybe is calling them to do. Maybe this just isn't their thing.
Clients will have more time for other interests and passions.
Yes.
And people feel good about that.
Yeah.
Keep clients healthy.
Yeah. You can probably do a more thorough job. So a lot of people just don't do a good job. Because they don't have the time. They don't have the know-how. They don't want to have the know-how. And so they have an unhealthy home, not just from a health point of view, but from a psychological health point of view, or even a spiritual point of view. If everyone's screaming at each other in the household because no one is happy with anybody in terms of cleaning up after themselves, then what you have is total chaos.
What supplies?
Well, you know what works. You know, because you're the knowledgeable one here.
Right.
You know what works.
What you can do with vinegar.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Melissa Maker does this whole thing about cleaning with vinegar.
Yeah, that's what my wife does, because she's allergic to everything under the sun.
But consistency.
Consistency. You know, a person that knows what they're doing is consistent, whereas a person who doesn't is here and there.
And there's a system to cover.
To cover everything, you know, like it's thorough. It's, you know, you have to do this once a month. You have to do this every 3 months. You have to do this weekly. All those things are something you can offer a person who just has proven that this is
not
their thing.
It's not their thing. And it's saving clients money.
Yeah. The client will spend twice as much time doing it, which in time is often money, than you just doing it. Client will do it, will do half as good a job.
Okay.
Client will be able to make twice as much money doing extra with the job they already have.
So what you're saying is that you could serve someone to live a life and yet do ministry to them while they're living their life.
Right. You're providing. And there's so many people that this just is not them. They're, number one, a lot of people are not managers.
Right.
They just don't know how to manage. And cleaning is a management thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't take the time to learn how. And they got other things that they really want to do. And so why, you know, as a business, you can come in and help them actually become what God intended them to be while you're doing what God has helped you to do.
You know what I like, too, is, again, just the opportunity for ministry, because there's relationships that's established.
Yeah.
And while you are faithfully cleaning their home, they're feeling good about themselves, and ultimately they see you as a minister.
Right.
You know, you're serving at their table.
Right.
You're ministering to their need.
Right.
And then if you're trained with ministry training or trained with ways to help others,
right.
When life has the thing about problems come.
Yes.
You know, an uncle dies, a spouse dies, or, you know, who's there?
Yes.
It's you.
Yeah.
And then there you share scripture, you share prayer.
Yeah.
And they see you as a minister.
Well, and they you know, as you're bringing order to their house, what's happening is they're learning to trust you.
Yes.
You're that person that brings something good to my marriage, to my household. And now when other issues happen in the, you know, talking and back and forth, you now have the opportunity to not only bring order to their chaotic messes, but the chaotic messes of their marriage, of their family, and other situations. They'll now perhaps confide in you. And since you're ministry trained, you're ready to provide that.
And you have a ministry ethic. You're not going to use your advantage to steal anything.
Right.
You're not going to have an adulterous an affair with anybody.
Right.
You're not going to be abusive. You're a minister.
Right.
And when chaos comes, it will surprise them
right.
that this person, can, in the end, you can't be bought, you can't be sold,
right.
you can't, you're not going down trails that are evil, and ultimately, they're looking for hope, and you have
yeah.
it, and you're right there.
Yeah, yeah. You're becoming a trusted counselor and
yes.
Mentor.
And they're like, you know, my cleaning lady is
yeah.
our minister.
Yeah.
My cleaning
yeah.
man
yeah.
who comes in here,
yeah.
and they're insightful.
Yes.
Wow. And in fact, you know, after my wife died, I found someone that would marry me, and my cleaning lady is doing the officiating. I was like, wow. I mean, this is
right.
ministry at a level
right.
where it's being a deacon at the deepest
yeah.
level,
yeah.
just one of the deepest levels, just serving others. So
right.
What a great opportunity to do a ministry biz in your community.
Yeah.